Good evening. The time is now 5:01 PM. The Warwick Finance Committee is open. May I have a motion for acceptance of the minutes for the meeting held on December 20th, 2021?
So move.
Second.
I have a motion, I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Per request on bid package PCR 1-22, bid number 1-2022-270 Alpha, original equipment manufacturer parts for various vehicles. We have a request per the department to hold until
19th.
Till the 19th. Hold on one moment. PCR?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. The request of the department, there are a number of bids under the consent calendar this evening that are being requested to be held to the next meeting, which is January 19th. And we will put individual PCRs on each of those five items.
Thank you. May I have a PCR, please?
PCR 621.
PCR 622? I couldn't hear you.
Yep, that would be it. 22.
All right.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. I wanted to verify. May I have a motion to hold bid 2022-270 Alpha?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Item number two is 2022-270 Bravo, original equipment manufacturing parts for various vehicles. Thank you, Ms. Kluczyk. Per request of the department, this will be PCR 7-22. Per request of the department, may I have a motion to hold until January 19th?
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Bid number three is 2022-255 Alpha. Per request of the department, they would like to hold until January 19th. This will now be PCR 8-22. May I have a motion?
Motion to hold.
Second.
All those, motion seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Item number four, 2022-255 Bravo, various replacement automotive parts. As with the previous, we have a motion, we have a request, I apologize, from the department to hold until January 19th. This will now be PCR 9-22. May I have a motion to hold?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Bid number five, 2022-259, ammunition. Good evening, Major Lima. And I'm sorry, Major. Hold on one moment. This is found on page
40.
Thank you. Major, thank you.
You're welcome. Major Michael Lima, Warwick Police Department. In December, the police department went out to bid for ammunition under bid 2022-259 and received only one qualified bid from one vendor. The police department is recommending that this award be awarded to Front Sight LLC of 53 Millersbrook Drive, Cumberland, Rhode Island. The police department has used this company in the past and have been satisfied with their customer service. If approved, financing would be from the police department operating budget, budget code 30-236, range and target supplies, for a total not to exceed $50,000. The current contract expires on March 20th, 2022. The contract would be for 1 year, commencing on March 21st, 2022, and running through March 20th, 2023.
Thank you so much, Major, especially in these difficult times where it's very difficult to do on your timeliness on this contract. Any questions from members of the committee? Yes, Councilman Gebhardt.
Major, thank you. Sorry to put you on the spot here. I did not get you this earlier, but do we pre-purchase some ammunition this year to take advantage of pricing, or am I remembering?
That was, yes, last prior to the end of the last contract, Major Michaelides came before the committee and sought $35,000 so we could jump on that contract before the prices went up. So yes, we did purchase ammunition under the previous contract to this one.
Okay, got it. And so this is in supplement to that, essentially for the next year?
Correct. Now, we have a lot of outstanding ammunition that we have not received. The problem still lies with pricing continually going up and also manufacturers getting us the ammunition. So we have five outstanding orders right now of ammunition that we're still waiting for. We touch base with the manufacturer at least once a month. We did so prior to the holiday season. They can't give us accurate timelines, but right now it's anywhere from 15 to 18 months once we actually make a purchase for ammunition.
All right, so essentially we're buying into the future with this bid, yeah.
Correct, okay. Yes.
Great, thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Questions from the council? Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you, Chairman. Major, in your position paper, you said that the lion's share of the ammo you use is the 9mm Federal 124 grain. What else do you use?
Besides the number one and number two, number one, which is our training ammunition, it's a 9mm. Number two is our duty ammunition. Those are the bulk of what we do use. We use a lot of the 223 rounds, which is for the rifles that the officers carry and also that the SWAT team uses to train with. A lot of the other ammunition on here isn't used that often. It's 00 buck, which is for the shotgun. We have some 22 caliber ammunition on here, which is usually what we use to put down small animals. And some other ammunition that the sniper team will use, the 308s.
So I had an opportunity, not just because of your bid, but for personal reasons, to visit several, let's say, gun shops over the past week or so. And also spent a considerable amount of time online looking at some of these different items that you have here on your sheet. And actually what I'm going to be doing is backing up your position, because I was told by at least one of the gun shops that they don't have enough ammo to sell in bulk. I asked specifically for a purchase of 223,000 rounds. They can't provide it. All they can provide is boxes of 20 or 50, whichever it is. They all said that they were having a significant difficulty even trying to get ammo. So I wasn't able to find anything online, at least for your 9mm 124, any cheaper than what you have here, other than one unit, and it wasn't exactly the same. There's a difference between 115 grain and 124 grain.
Correct.
A difference in price, too. So I certainly understand your situation, and given how much the cost of ammo is, as an example, a box of 20 rounds of 223 about 15 years ago was $4 a box. Today, you're lucky if you can get it under $30 a box. So I will support this, but just wanted to let you know, my colleagues know, that I did the research on it, and your position is absolutely correct. It's just very difficult trying to get everything, let alone ammo. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other questions from members of the council? Any questions on bid 2022-259 from members of the public? Members of the public. Thank you. Before we move on, if I could call everyone to please go to item number 13, which is bid 2022-261, fertilizer, liquid weed control, and lime. That is requested per the department to hold until January 19th. Thus will be PCR 10-22. May I have a motion to hold?
So moved.
We have a motion, we have a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. That concludes any special requests and items over 50,000. I would like to start with the committee at this time to seek if there's any items on the bid package that you would like to pull for discussion. Members of the committee. Take your time. Members of the council. Members of the council. Members of the public. Members of the public. Thank you. There has been no request. May I have a motion to accept the consent calendar?
I make a motion to accept.
Second.
I have a motion. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you all. May I have a motion to accept the minutes for the meeting held on December 20th, 2021?
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you all. PCR 2-22, a resolution relative to abatements. If Neil Dupuy, Mr. Dupuy?
So I just saw him in the staircase. He's coming right back.
Oh, okay. Thank you. That's fine. The committee is still in session. We're just going to pause for a moment. We are now, the Finance Committee is now going to address PCR 2-22, resolution relative to abatements. Good evening, Mr. Director.
Good evening. My apologies.
No worries.
Just had to run out for a minute. So this month we have abatements in the amount of $17,957.12. There were some abatements due to appeals, in this case, a condominium that had burned down. So that's the majority of the abatements there.
Thank you, Neil. Are there any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Councilman Sinapi.
Can you please pull reference number 11658, Peter Scavone?
11658?
Eight.
Eight, thank you. Got it. And that is for the 415.20.
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah, he's pulling it. Yep. Give me one moment and I'll come up with some numbers that we all can agree on. So for check and double check, the new numbers will be $17,541.92 for
correct.
The for this abatement package. With a, if I stand corrected, Mr. Solicitor, this would be a separate PCR for this item that was pulled.
Yes, the reference number 11658, the abatement of Peter Chavon, in the amount of $415.20 should be PCR 11-22.
Thank you.
And we can, the committee can undertake a vote on that at the appropriate time, separate from the items in the abatement package itself.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear that last statement.
It'll be voted separately by the committee from the balance of the abatement package.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you. We'll make that in a moment. Ready, Roger. Is there any further discussion from the committee on the bid package? Correction, abatement package. Is there any further discussion from the council on PCR 2-22? Any discussion from members of the public on PCR 2-22? Thank you. We had a motion to amend the amount of PCR 2-22 to a new total of $17,541.92. All those in favor?
Aye.
May I have a motion to pass as amended?
So motion to approve.
Second.
As amended, thank you. Second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. May I have a motion? Well, correction, I'm sorry. We will now discuss PCR 11-22, formerly known as abatement 11658. Is there any discussion from members of the committee? Any discussion from members of the council? Any discussion from members of the public? Hearing none, may I have a motion on PCR 11-22 in the amount of $415.20.
Second.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Solicitor, are we clear? Thank you so much. The time is now, thank you so much, Neil. The time is now 5:21 p.m. The Warwick Finance Committee is closed. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The next committee will be the Ordinance Committee, but that cannot start until 6 p.m. So we will see everybody here at 6 p.m. Thank you.
Everybody ready? All right, so Ordinance Committee will convene at 6:04 p.m. First up, we have acceptance of minutes from the meeting on December 20th, 2021. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Next, we have PCO 37-21 sub A, an ordinance to prohibit parking on Thursdays on Oak Grove Street from the Greenwich Cove condo sign. This is Councilman Gebhardt. This is second passage.
Thank you. So this one is supported by a traffic study appreciate favorable action.
All right. Any questions or comments from members of the committee? Any questions or comments from members of the council? This is PCO 37-21 sub A, an ordinance to prohibit parking on Thursdays on Oak Grove Street from the Greenwich Cove condo sign, second passage. And any questions or comments from members of the public? Seeing none, do we have a motion?
I make a favorable motion.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next, we have PCO 38-21. All right, good call. We'll back up to the minutes, seeing as we had an imposter. Minutes from the December 20th, 2021 meeting. Do we have a motion?
Move favorable action.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next, we have PCO 38-21, an ordinance to prohibit parking on Beach Avenue east of Bellman Avenue. This is Councilman McElroy. This would be second passage.
I move favorable action. It's supported by a traffic study.
Any questions or comments from members of the committee? Any questions or comments from members of the council? Any questions or comments from members of the public? Seeing none, do we have a motion?
Move favorable.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next, we have PCO 15-19 sub A, an ordinance regarding health insurance for city employees. This is Councilman Lattiser. This is first passage as amended.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Chairman. I would request to move to the floor for discussion.
I actually haven't had one of these in a while. How do we proceed when it's when that's the request?
The committee can put any recommendation it wishes as it proceeds to the floor.
All right, so any questions or comments from members of the committee?
Let's see. Oh, I wasn't sure if we needed a second for discussion at this time or.
So right now it's just normal.
We are in committee. The committee is able to discuss at its current juncture.
Oh, very good. I'll first defer to the sponsor.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what Councilman Rick said.
Excuse me, Councilman. I was just stating that instead of commenting at this time, I would yield until I hear your comments.
So, again, my request is to move to the floor for discussion.
All right. Any questions or comments otherwise from the members of the committee? Any questions or comments from members of the council? Councilman Howe?
Thank you. Understanding the request made by the sponsor, I also, in this committee, would like to discuss the fact that I do remember receiving notification from the solicitor as well as the finance chairman identifying that the actions requested on this ordinance do not legally stand up. And I request that the sponsor or the committee have a vote to follow that order and the request by the solicitor, administrative solicitor, as well as the finance director for the city, that this is a collective bargaining issue, not a ordinance issue. Thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Councilman Lattiser.
So first of all, that wasn't a request by the solicitor. It wasn't a request by the administration. It was an opinion by the solicitor. Having said that, no one has a crystal ball as to what may or may not happen with the vote of this chamber. No one has a crystal ball as to whether or not it will be held up in a court challenge. And no one has a crystal ball knowing what may or may not happen in a Supreme Court appeal. Having said that, I believe that as the sponsor of this legislation and doing the will of the taxpayers, I believe that it is proper to honor my request to move to the floor for discussion. We can continue the discussion on the floor as a governing body and take a vote once that discussion has passed. But there is no standing to take a vote on anything that, or any position that, or opinion, I should say, that the solicitor has given to the finance chair. That opinion was a request from the, I believe, from the finance director to the solicitor regarding the fiscal note. So there's nothing to vote on. Whether or not the solicitor has said, oh, you can't vote on this for whatever reasons. We have an obligation and a right to vote on the matter. If you agree, you vote yes. If you disagree, you vote no. But what I'm looking for is a full discussion of this item on the council floor. I think the taxpayers and the voters have a right to sit in and listen to this discussion. They have a right to partake in this discussion, pro or con, and not doing that is doing an injustice to the taxpayers as well as the voters. Thank you.
Any questions or comments from members of the council?
Mr. Chairman?
Council President?
Thank you. Yes, no, I agree. I think we can move this to the council. We can move this to the floor for the full council. This is in committee right now, though, so I would recommend that we open up for public comments in the committee, because once we do move things to the full council, it'll just be the council have discussion on this. So for what it's worth, that's my recommendation, is I agree with Councilman Lattiser. We move this to the floor for the full council once the committee and the committee can make a recommendation, correct how they would like to move it to the floor one way or the other. But we will. I also would like to have the full discussion at the full council meeting, but let's just to make sure everyone has an opportunity to speak on it in committee at this time. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments from members of the council? Any questions or comments from members of the public? Were you going for the mic?
Yes, if I may. So it sounding like the intent is to move this long-held piece of legislation forward for a vote?
That's my understanding.
Okay. I would just suggest that there is a large amount of substance to this particular item in terms of detail of deductibles and co-insurance, and I often have to have my health insurance documentation explained to me, and there's a lot to this here. This has been held for a significant amount of time. I don't know that we've had the opportunity to fully vet everything that's in here. I mean, I do think it's prudent occasionally to visit what the health care package is for employees. I hear the objection that this may or may not be be held up in court, or may not be in line with the collective bargaining. But I just want to make sure that if we are going to vote on this, are we voting on is this something that we think is right and something that would be upheld if it were challenged, or are we voting on does what's laid out in what the councilman from Ward 5 has put together here make financial sense? So I don't know that I'm prepared to go through this line by line right now, but I just wanted to offer that if we're going to consider this, I'd want to make sure that that we were all on the same page about what we were considering.
Mr. Chairman, may I comment?
Councilman Lattiser.
So, with all due respect, Councilman Gebhardt, as you said, this has been held from meeting to meeting to meeting. It has been held for the better part of a couple of years, long before some of you were on the council. The fact of the matter that it has been held did not preclude anyone on this city council or anyone living in this city to do whatever research or whatever homework or whatever analysis you need to do to be prepared when the day comes that the discussion will take place. So to me, it's not a reason to forestall the discussion with my request to move to the floor because you haven't had the opportunity to do the research. Well, you have, and it's been a year that you have had time to do that research. The numbers that are before you now, with the proposed changes in sub A, that's what you're voting on, should this get moved to the floor. You're voting on the content of sub A. You're not voting on whether or not it's going to get appealed. You're not voting on whether or not it's going to get held, upheld, or turned down in Superior Court. And you're not voting on whether or not it's going to be held, upheld, withheld, or not in Supreme Court. Because there's a whole root of appeals that may or may not take place. You're voting on the content of sub A, whether you agree with it or you disagree with it. As far as the research, I think there's been plenty of time for anyone to do the research. And the numbers were put together, by the way, by a company called HILB, H-I-L-B, who used to be the city's healthcare advisors. So I don't see any reasoning or any rationale or any basis for denying my motion to move to the floor for a discussion. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Councilman Ricks.
Thank you, Chairman. I do agree with Councilman Lattiser that it's time for an up or down vote to be held onto this item. Personally, for reasons that we can get into in the later discussion on the floor, I won't get into all of the reasons right now, but more briefly, I personally am not going to vote in favor of this in its current form.
Mr. Chairman, excuse me, can we just, if we're going to discuss this at the full council floor, I think we should wait on giving our positions just yet. The request is to move it to the floor. My recommendation, Mr. Chairman, is you ask one more time, is there any members of the public that like to speak about this? If not, then make a recommendation to move it to the floor, and then we can discuss it at the council meeting and everybody can get their say. I don't want to do it like three times. So.
Thank you. I'll wrap it up then without getting into those details. More to the point on Councilman Gebhardt's concern, I would tend to agree with Councilman Lattiser that this has been hanging around long enough that we can have the discussion and vote. I would also say that because this is a working meeting, questions can be asked to inform our decisions on the vote during the discussion. If at the end of that, then still more information is needed before being able to take a vote, then you know I would certainly respect any city councilor's position that they need more information. But I feel that a floor discussion will give us sufficient information to be able to have a vote for each member to be able to have the information that they need, I would hope, from the further discussion. So with that, I suppose that public comment would be next before we hold a motion.
We actually already did public comment, but we can send out feelers again. Does anyone from the public wish to speak on this? All right, so seeing none.
I'll move for the matter to be moved to the full council.
Second.
For discussion and vote.
So my preference actually would have been moved forward with a negative recommendation, but there's been a motion made and seconded to move it to the floor for discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, so the motion fails. I move it to the floor for discussion, but with a negative recommendation.
I'll second.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Next is PCO 39-21, an ordinance in regards to amending section 2-19, sale of city-owned property. This is Council President McAllister on behalf of Mayor Bacozzi.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is to kind of clean up some language in this particular ordinance, make it easier for us to sell city-owned properties. For example, John Wick's Elementary School. I have Dan from the Planning Department has joined us here this evening if members of the council or the public have any questions. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
So any questions or comments from members of the committee? Councilman Ricks.
I'd like to thank the Planning Department, thank the mayor and the council president for putting forth this legislation. Certainly, I think that the sale of some of these city properties, whatever the city can do legally to make sure that these are all staying on track, that we're getting a good deal, and we're putting these properties that, you know, nobody wants to see properties such as these sitting around vacant, continuing to lose value, being a blight upon the neighborhood. Nobody wants that. So whatever we as a council can do to prevent that, I think is one of the most important things that we can be doing as a council. Also want to make sure to thank Dan Geegan from the Planning Department for coming here this evening. And for also, we had a productive discussion earlier, and I fully support this legislation.
Any other questions or comments from members of the committee? Any questions or comments from members of the council? Councilman Gebhardt.
I just had a quick question. Hi, Mr. Geegan. Related to the striking of the section that talks about a deposit. Just if you could give us a little background on that.
So the way it's written now, for example, if we were to put Randall Holden out for sale, every interested purchaser and bidder on that property would have to provide with their bid a check in the amount of 20% of the assessed value, which is $3.8 million. So conceivably, as drafted today, every bidder is going to be giving us a check for $760,000 that we then have to hold. So the tweak relative to that procedure is that comes once the council has selected a purchaser, a high bidder, if you will. At the signing of the purchase and sales agreement, they would provide the deposit then, rather than have every interested party giving us a check for 20% of the assessed value.
Got it. Okay, that makes sense. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments from members of the council? Any questions or comments from members of the public? Seeing none, do we have a motion?
Move favorable action.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
And thank you to the Planning Department and the administration for this. It definitely cleans up. Definitely cleans up this ordinance. And unless I have forgotten something, Lynn, I believe that concludes Ordinance Committee at 6:24 p.m.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. The next committee that will meet will be the Appointments Committee, but that cannot meet until 6:30, so at 6:25. So we will see you in 5 minutes for the Appointments Committee, which is next. Thank you.
If I can rally my committee at your convenience. Paging Councilman Ricks. Good evening. The time is 6:30 and the Appointments Committee comes to order. First up is the acceptance of minutes from the committee meeting held on December 20th, 2021.
Move to accept.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. First up is under appointments requiring confirmation. We have an appointment to the Board of Canvassers, Ms. Stephanie Demergerin. Sorry. So you will find her appointment form here, as well as a resume. I also wanted to pass along that she is also active in helping raise funds for the Tomorrow Fund, and the mayor speaks very highly of Ms. Demergerin. Do we have any comments or questions from members of the committee? No, not at this time. Members of the council? Councilman Foley.
Good evening. I'm just speaking in support of this nomination. She's a Ward 1 resident, and glad to have her on board.
Thank you, Councilman. Council President?
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I would also like to offer my support for this nomination as well. This is a very important board. There's only three members of this. It's a nonpartisan board, but there are appointments from the different parties, and this was cleared with one of the parties that brings that up a lot, so I just wanted to be that on the record. Her name was on the list, if you will. But this is a very important board, and I really thank her for agreeing to serve on this. It's not busy all the time, but when it's busy, it is super busy and it's a big spotlight. So we really appreciate you stepping up and serving our city. So thank you. Thank you in advance.
Thank you. Any members of the public wish to make a comment? Hearing none, do we have a motion?
Move for favorable action.
Second.
We have a favorable and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Next up, for the Sewer Board of Review, Anthony DiBella. Similarly, you should have attached the appointment paperwork as well as an extensive resume. For Mr. DiBella. Mr. DiBella is also a resident of Ward 9, so thank you for your willingness to serve. Any questions or comments from members of the committee? Members of the council? Members of the public? All right. Hearing none, do we have a motion?
Favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Welcome to the Sewer Board of Review. Next up to the Tourism Advisory Board, Samantha Ehrlich. Similarly, all the paperwork is here. If you recall, this one was held a few meetings back because Ms. Ehrlich wasn't able to join us. Any questions or comments from members of the committee?
Other than to note her resume looks like it makes her perfect for what she's going for. So
agreed. Yep. Any members of the council? Any members of the public? Hearing none. Do I have a motion?
Move for favorable action.
Second.
Motion, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Moving along to the Wildlife and Conservation Commission, Cynthia Kwolek, of Ward 7. You will notice as well that everything is in order here. Any questions from members of the committee?
other than, again, to note her resume. It's spot on. It's nice to see that it's so the fit so neatly.
We are definitely getting very qualified and capable members for these boards, which is great to see. Any other members of the committee? Members of the council?
Mr. Chairman?
Council President?
Thank you. I just want to give my support to Cynthia and thank her for agreeing to serve on this very important commission. Ward 7 resident, Darrow Drive, lives near Saucet area by the water there, beautiful area, and a really qualified person. So thank you very much. I ask for her support.
Okay. Did I call for members of the public? No, members of the public, anything to add? All right, hearing none. I will entertain a motion.
Move favorable action.
Second.
All right, motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. And finishing us off tonight, the Zoning Board of Review, Mr. Robert DiGregorio. This is a reappointment, but just the same paperwork appears to be in order. Any questions or comments from members of the committee? Councilman Ricks.
I just want to make sure to check with my fellow members of the committee if any of us have received any sort of objection based on party composition of the board.
I have not.
Other than what we've heard stated previously, no.
Nor have I received any objection to this particular appointee based on composition. And frankly, I have not received any objection to the reappointment for any reason. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any members of the council? Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have known Bob DiGregorio for a very long time. He is an extremely experienced realtor. He knows the industry. He knows the ups and downs of this business. And he has been a great asset to the Zoning Board. I've attended numerous meetings. Bob he has the ability to really analyze, you know, what these appeals are, visits the sites, to take a look at them. It's not just, okay, well, you know, all right, whatever. This is a very, very capable and highly qualified individual, and I'm more than happy to put my support behind Bob for this reappointment. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other members of the council?
Mr. Chairman.
Council President.
Thank you very much. I would also like to echo Councilman Lattiser's comments and thank Bob for serving on this board, a reappointment. This is a very important board, and it's a very active and busy board that has a lot of implications to the city of Warwick. So finding qualified, engaged people is really important, and to have someone who has been through the process and has agreed to be reappointed is just a real testament to his character. So I support this and wish him the best and ask for my colleagues to support as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Council President. Any other members of the council? Councilman Foley.
Just simply ditto to everything our two other council members have said. I know Bob. Our children grew up together when I lived over in Ward 6, and so did he. And in his brief tenure so far, I've heard nothing but exemplary reviews of his work. So I fully endorse him in reappointing. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Foley. Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to also just commend and thank Mr. DiGregorio for stepping up and serving on the Zoning Board. I think we all realize and understand that the Zoning Board is the voice of the community and the balance between the developer and the middle between the developer, the government, and the community. So I want to commend him for and thank him for stepping up and this very important role and very active. I couldn't say it better, Mr. President, than this very active. And from what my colleagues are saying about Mr. DiGregorio, I'm very excited and appreciative of him stepping up and look forward to supporting his nomination. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other members of the council? Any members of the public wish to say anything on Mr. DiGregorio's reappointment to the Zoning Board? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
If I may make one closing comment, Chairman.
You may.
Thank you. I want to clarify for the record that my earlier comment was more of a procedural concern. I certainly have zero concerns about the qualifications of Mr. DiGregorio based on his experience and his resume, which I have reviewed. Some who have attended these meetings in the past may recall previous discussions relative to the Zoning Board about requirements of the City Code of Ordinance, which some have read in different ways. And what I wanted to do for the record in my earlier comments was to ensure that there had not been an objection based on the City Council ordinances that provide, in my reading of the ordinances, for a certain composition of the committee that includes a minimum representation. And so, as I have not heard an objection based on that ordinance, therefore, similar to how I have voted in the past, I would be glad to vote in favor of this highly qualified nominee for reappointment. Thank you.
Well, with that, Councilman, I will let you make the motion.
Move favorable action.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. That concludes the business for the Appointments Committee for this evening. It is now 6:42 and the committee is adjourned.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. The next committee that we'll meet is the Public Properties Committee. And that can meet at this time.